But now it's time for the Design Files, and today Colin Bissett shows us exactly what is behind the iconic Swiss Army knife.
There's a hint of Gilbert and Sullivan to just the name of the Swiss Army knife. But there's nothing Ruritanian about this tale of the maker of the famous multifunctional knife. Karl Elsener was a cutlery maker in Switzerland and formed, with a band of fellow cutlers, a small company that would supply the army with a folding knife. These wooden-handled pocket knives of 1891 held a blade, a horn to remove stones from a horse's hoof, and a much-needed bottle opener. Their appearance was rather clumsy, however, and they were unpopular due to their weight and the limit of their use. Elsener was undeterred and made enough design changes to register it 6 years later as a completely new product, rounding off the edges of the handle and incorporating six tools within a lighter structure, calling it the officer's knife. These found favour not only with the army, but with the general public. And so began the rise of the definitive folding pocket knife. Towards the end of the Second World War, American troops discovered the wonder of this knife, calling it the Swiss Army knife, the name of which has since stuck. The Swiss Army awarded manufacturing rights to two Swiss companies, Wenger and Victorinox, which merged in 2005 following a downturn in pocket knife sales after restrictions were tightened for air travel subsequent to the 9/11 attacks. The design makes strong use of its Swiss heritage, with a distinctive red handle and a motif combining the Swiss flag within a shield, aligning it with the same design integrity and precision of Swiss clock making. The idea of a multifunctional implement has not been bettered, and in times gone by, a Swiss Army knife was the ultimate prize for any serious Boy Scout or Girl Guide, in just the same way as is today a mobile phone with numerous functions. The beauty of the Swiss Army knife is, of course, that it surpasses mere fashion and doesn't need a battery.
It's entirely true. Colin Bissett there speaking about the Swiss Army knife, and you can hear all of Colin's fantastic series, The Design Files, or in fact any of By Design's stories on our website or, of course, through iTunes. Great to have you join us on our podcast each week as well as right here on RN.